This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Exactly 6 months to go. For what, you might ask? For the month of Ramadan. It's the 9th month of the Islamic calendar. And subhanallah, we're already in the 3rd month. So we have exactly 6 months to go. My brothers, my sisters, isn't it a great feeling? We have one concern. Notice how every Friday is coming so quickly. The weeks are passing, the months are flying. We were just in the month of Ramadan not too long ago. And we're already looking at the next month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. Isn't it a great feeling? May Allah grant us the ability to reach that month of obedience because, as the narration says, وَيْلٌ لِّمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Destruction upon the one who has witnessed the month of Ramadan and not achieved forgiveness. So that is the month of forgiveness. If we've passed it and have not achieved forgiveness, let's ask Allah, we're looking forward to the next one, grant us the chance to witness the next month of Ramadan and forgive us. In the interim, it doesn't mean I need to hold on with all my sins, continue doing them until the month of Ramadan and then I repent. You may never witness that month. My brothers and sisters, that is reality. How many people have left us in the last few months? How many people have left us in the last few days? Who says we cannot go? So remember, let's prepare. How do we prepare? Yes, number one is we must be from among those who look forward to a good season, you know, to a spiritual blessed time. The time, the month of Ramadan is unlike any other month in the lunar year, the Islamic calendar. Ramadan is the best month. I'm looking forward to it, and so should you. We look forward to worshipping Allah in a beautiful way this time. You know that the last Ramadan, we were affected by the virus and the restrictions, and in most countries of the world, we were unable to fulfill the Taraweeh and the Ibadah in a way that we've been used to. So let's ask Allah to grant us Ramadan this time. In a proper way, we would be able to fulfill everything according to what He has taught us. May Allah make it easy for us. Secondly, every week we have a gift. The gift of fasting as a sunnah on a Monday and a Thursday, try to liven that. It's not compulsory, but it's a sunnah. Try to do it. It's rewarding and it's very beneficial. And at the same time, it will make the fasting easy for you when you get used to fasting. Subhanallah. Similarly, we have 3 days every month that are sunnah to fast. The 13th, 14th and 15th of every month, the lunar month. So find out when those days are every month. And fast those days. Each fast would be multiplied by 10, so you would achieve a reward of having fasted the entire month. My brothers and sisters, also increase the recitation of the Quran in anticipation for the month of the Quran. Now, why I say increase it from now, you don't know if you're going to make it. And if your intention in your heart is that I'm going to give greater importance to the Quran this coming Ramadan, and I've already started it now, Allah will reward you by your intention and by the few deeds that you're doing continuously. That's why the hadith says, خَيْرُ الْعَمَلِ مَا دِيمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلْ. In one narration, the best of deeds are those that are done regularly, even if they are very little. So if you were to read a page a day, it's better than reading a whole portion today and closing the Quran for a whole few months and then picking it up again, whole portion. Instead of that, read every single day. Space things out. So, twice a week, inshallah. The 3 days of the month, inshallah. And the daily Quran, inshallah. The dhikr, the remembrance of Allah. And become a little bit more regular with your prayers, adding in that which is sunnah and nafil. Many people who are practicing, mashallah, they do fulfill their prayers. May Allah strengthen all of us to fulfill beyond just that which is compulsory and go further. So exactly 6 months to go, we're literally in a countdown. This time we're praying to Allah that He gives us the chance to worship Him in a way that we've always known and even better. And may Allah strengthen every one of us. We value the houses of Allah. We value these acts of worship that we are taught to fulfill collectively. May Allah let that happen for all of us. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وصلى الله على نبينا محمد.